Welcome to Crypto Vibes, your weekly recap of news of what's happened in the world of crypto and Web3. We hope you've had a good week, and every week it's a moving target, and this week is no different. We are on week 31 of 2022. This is episode 21. I'm your host, Neil Alonzo, and before we get into it, we have a few disclosures. We are not financial advisors, wealth managers, lawyers, brokers, CPAs. We're merely sharing the information that we aggregate throughout the week and try to just condense it and make it a nice little package show for you to hear some of the bigger headline news. And then you can go to our website at cryptopodcast.xyz, look through the show notes, and there's links to everything that we talk about. And then there's also links to a lot more information that didn't make the show. And if you see value in what we're doing, please share it with others. Who doesn't like to share value? Like and subscribe. This week, I mean, what's kicking off, there's a number of things. So we'll start off with some of the headliners, obviously, but the SEC charges 11 individuals in $300 million crypto pyramid scheme. Now, if you're following a lot of crypto Twitter feeds and you're just following a lot of different crypto news, there's a serious amount of water cooler talk behind this. It's being made an example of. It's going to happen. It kind of has to happen, but at the same rate, it's an interesting story, but this was the SEC's press release that we have a link to, plus a number of the other news outlets such as Blockworks, CoinDesk, Decrypt. They all have their own take on it. In some amazing news, at least we think it's amazing, BlackRock to offer crypto for institutional investors through Coinbase Prime. This is a big deal. Not just because it's BlackRock. The fact that these institutional, old school way of doing investment and business for high net worth individuals are utilizing platforms such as Coinbase. I mean, Coinbase and Binance are definitely gunning for that Google or Amazon spot in the crypto world. The ex-Coinbase employee accused of insider trading pleads not guilty. The argument by the lawyer is saying that the charges should be dropped because it wasn't insider trading, because insider trading only relates to securities and commodities. And for those of you who might be listening to the Fort Brox Crypto Podcast, my partner Brandon called that. That's exactly what he would say his lawyers would do, or their lawyers would argue against. But in step with that, and we don't know if it's directly correlated, the CFTC is saying that Bitcoin and Ether to be regulated as commodities per new Senate bill that they're putting out. So this is also a link on Blockworks that we have for you. But it'll be interesting to see if it does get regulated as a commodity or security, is it still insider trading? What is your thoughts and as far as the lawyer's argument? You know what I mean? Because everywhere, countries are trying to create some sort of policy, and UK Parliament group starts crypto inquiry to form policy recommendations. In other big news, Bitcoin fanatic Michael Saylor steps down as MicroStrategy CEO. We're fans of Michael Saylor. He is definitely a Bitcoin maximalist, but the interviews that he gives, we enjoy him a lot. Again, probably because we are such big supporters of crypto. Solana users have kind of had a shit week with a number of wallets being attacked. We have link to all the different details in our show notes, but the top line is the Solana blockchain itself was not compromised, is what the lead developers are saying, but some 8,000 wallets have lost crypto assets. Regulators are ringing up Robinhood for a $30 million fine because they didn't put up a dedicated phone number for consumer complaints, violating customer safeguard measures. The settlement with Robinhood is the regulator's first crypto enforcement. This should be interesting. In some interesting survey news, almost 7% of people in Spain have invested in crypto, a regulator says. Click through on the link. Justin Sun backs Ethereum hard fork as merge approaches. So this is an interesting take on it. There's a movement starting to happen where people are wanting an Ethereum hard fork so that they can continue to push down that path, even though Ethereum 2 is coming out. Meta confirms NFT rollout across 100 countries amid Coinbase integration. Again, Coinbase is making some moves, some really strategic moves. I mean, their growth is, they're trying to build their moat. In an article we found that's pretty cool, is a blockchain startup hopes to disrupt short-term rental market. So think about Airbnb, VRBO, all these different short-term rental markets. What if you put that on a blockchain? Now, again, this could be argued that crypto and the technology behind it is a solution in search of a problem. But in this particular case, this would be more of an open environment in doing so. But obviously, there is some sort of centralization in it in this particular use case, so check it out. Not to be left not making headlines, Binance and MasterCard to bring streamlined crypto payments to Argentina. We believe that if it works in Argentina, it's probably going to get rolled out across a number of other countries. Gaming claimed a record 60% of blockchain activity in July. This is per a report on Dapp Radar. Tinder owner, Ghost Metaverse, and in-app currencies. That's the headline on Decrypt.co article. The short version is this. Tinder was working on some elements to deliver in the metaverse, but they've pulled back, saying that it's too early to really dive in, which we agree for their use case. But there will be a world of Ashley Madison, Tinder, Plenty of Fish, Bumble. There's so many different ways people are going to want to connect virtually and then eventually in real life. It'll be interesting to see how that's going to work, though. It's going to get very, your imagination could just run wild, right? Bank of America says blockchains have intrinsic value, citing transaction fees. Well, they're saying a number of things, but the fact that Bank of America is putting themselves more in the conversation lately, even though they won't let you open up an account, a business account, if you are a crypto mining company. A lot of these things with a lot of the old world business still frustrate the living hell out of us. But they are going where the money is. Another great article on Decrypt.co, how crypto and esports are fueling each other's growth. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff happening in that space. And just to round out the rest of this week, as far as our headline news, the Muse, the band, is to release NFT album. That's pretty awesome. We're fans of the Muse. And if you've played Guitar Hero, we're sure you're fans of the Muse as well. The Muse is another one as an entertainer forging ahead in this space, trying to show what can be done. And we're excited to see how it turns out. So that was the news, the headline news for this week. Again, it's not all the news. All the other news that we have, which is a lot of different links to a lot of interesting information across crypto and Web3, is on cryptopodcast.xyz. We'd like to thank Good Soup Music for that great song at the beginning and outro of this show. My name is Neil Alonzo. I am your host. This show is brought to you by Fort Brox, a crypto mining company, and is produced by Vocal Visual and Wizard Cats. We are cautiously optimistic and hopefully pessimistic on crypto. Hope you have a great weekend.